Bless the Lord who forgiveth all our sins.
His mercy endureth
forever. Almighty God, all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
The Lord be with you.
And
also with thy
spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, in your tender love for the human race, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our nature, and to suffer death upon the cross, giving us the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that we may walk in the way of his suffering and also share in his resurrection, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated. Reading from the book of Isaiah. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty? The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm for this morning is Psalm 31. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in trouble.
My eyes are consumed with sorrow, and also my throat and my belly.
For my life is wasted with grief, and my years with sighing.
My strength fails me because of affliction, and my bones are consumed.
I have become a reproach to all my enemies, and even to my neighbors. But dismay to those of my acquaintance.
When they see me in the street, they walk away.
I am forgotten like a dead man, out of mind.
I am useless as a broken pot.
For I have heard the whispering of the crowd. Fear is all around.
They put their heads together against me. They plot to take my life.
But as for me, I have trusted in you, O Lord.
I have said, you are my God.
My times are in your hand.
Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me.
Make your face to shine upon your servant.
And in your loving kindness to save me.
Our reading from the letter of Paul to the Philippians. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
According to Matthew.
Glory to you, Christ.
When Jesus and his disciples had come near Jerusalem, and they had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, 'Look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I sometimes think about it as hearing in stereo. It's when you're listening to somebody tell a story and you're listening with your whole body, mind, spirit, ears, and then you have a memory of something similar that happened to you, or you have a bit of advice. And what I like to do is to take that's coming into my mind and put it in a box next to what I'm hearing so that I can fully attend to what I'm hearing. And then later I take that other stuff out and process that. But sometimes it's in tension with what I'm hearing, or sometimes it's along with what I'm hearing. But this week, Holy Week, is a week of tension, of ambivalence, of paradox. And it sort of reminds me of this whole last year, the joys, the sorrows, the challenges, the rewards, the gifts, the grief, holding it all together at the same time. And we put some of it aside because it's just too much, and then we bring other parts forward. But then we have to bring out that bit of grief and look at that as well. We look at the blessing of being here today, in person and on Zoom. The gift of Zoom, but the gift of being in person, it's that mixed feelings that we're having. We all want to be together, but we all are in different places in our lives. We think if we want the country to be back on its feet and businesses fully open, but we know how many people have lost their jobs. And so we're all looking for the resurrection. We're all looking for that glimmer of hope. But what we know is before that, we need to walk this path with Jesus. Today we are at Palm Sunday, the beginning of Holy Week, and the messages throughout this week are both joy and sorrow, pain, grief, wonder, amazement, and we're invited to take it all in, to be right there through the whole journey. I'd like for you to imagine that you have been with Jesus for the last 3 years. That you have been wandering the wilderness with him, that you have seen his miracles and heard his stories, that you know that he is the Messiah, he is the one. And you've walked with him as we have walked over the past 34 days, walked with Jesus to Jerusalem. He ends up in Jericho when you go down the Jordan Valley in Jericho. And in Jericho, he encounters blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus starts shouting out, "Son of David, have mercy." And the crowd say to him, "Shush, he doesn't have time for you. Cut it out. Be quiet." And Jesus hears blind Bartimaeus. And he says, bring him. And the crowd immediately goes from shush, be quiet, to hurry, hurry, he's here to see you. He wants to see you. Come on, we'll bring you up. And Jesus asked blind Bartimaeus, what do you want? And blind Bartimaeus says, I want to see. And Jesus says, your faith has made you well. And Bartimaeus then follows Jesus to Jerusalem. And we, his disciples, follow him today to Jerusalem. And it's a dusty, hot road, the wilderness road through the Judean desert, to get from Jericho, which is several hundred feet below sea level, up to the Mount of Olives, which is at 3,500 feet, and then back down into Jerusalem. But when he gets to the top at Bethpage and Bethany, he sends his disciples to get a donkey. And I'd like you to imagine being there with him this nice spring day. There, the rains have stopped. The almonds, the olives, the grapes are all blossoming. It's probably mid-70s. And they've just walked that 18-mile journey through the dust. And Jesus says, go and get the donkey. And the disciples go and get the donkey. And when they bring the donkey back, they put their cloaks on it, and Jesus gets on it. And you can just imagine the crowds, because it is the Passover. Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of other Israelites have made the pilgrimage to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. Herod has brought in 3,000 troops to make sure that they keep the peace. The crowds have followed Jesus, and now they see him getting on the donkey, and they start breaking off branches from trees and shrubs, and they start waving them and shouting and singing, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. And imagine yourself there as a disciple or one of the crowd or a Gentile. And as you're there wondering what's going on and filled with hope and joy, if this is the King who has come, imagine Jesus turning and looking you in the eye, seeing you, knowing you, loving you, and inviting you to follow with him this Holy Week. And as the people are shouting Hosanna to the Son of David, we hear that as praise and joy, but it truly means save us, Son of King David, save us, for we are in desperate need. We are under Roman occupation. We have been taxed to the point of poverty. We have lost our businesses. They're taxing the fishing trade to the point where we can no longer afford it. We are sick, and we are lonely, and we are scared, and we know who you are. Hosanna to the Son of David. Come and save us. Yet at the same time, this whole week, I kept thinking of Jesus, what was going on in his head. What was he thinking? What was that like? And we hear a bit of that in the letter to the Philippians today. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Same mind in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. This is an invitation to us to have that same mind as Christ, to empty ourselves, to humble ourselves in the form of a slave or a servant. And when we hear that, we're saying, but that can't be God's plan. And I'm wondering what Jesus is thinking. Can that be God's plan? Willing to surrender myself? Willing to give my life? And yet we say it in the Lord's Prayer every time we say it. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What an invitation. But it doesn't stop there. In Isaiah 50, he says, the Lord God has opened my ear and I was not rebellious. He's talking about the Messiah, the one who is to come. Jesus opened his ear and he was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me and my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me. Therefore, I've not been disgraced. Therefore, I've set my face like flint, like a rock, like stone. And as he's riding on that donkey, and people are laying down their cloaks and waving the branches and singing and rejoicing, Jesus has set his face like flint to Jerusalem. And then comes the invitation, who will contend with me? It's the invite. Who's going to do this with me? Who has picked up their cross and laid down their backpack and followed me? Today we are on Palm Sunday, the day of celebration in anticipation. And yes, we can be on Easter morning in the before we even think of it. Or we can walk the way of the cross with Jesus this week. We can be with him as in indignation. He overturns the tables, dumps out the money of the tax collectors, drives the sheep out of the temple courts. We can be with him as he engages in the five controversies with the authorities who are trying to test him and arrest him and put him to death. We can be with him as he shares a meal with his disciples. We can be with him as he is betrayed, as we have betrayed him. We can be with Peter as Peter denies him, as we have denied him. We can be with the disciples looking from a far distance at the cross, or we can be hiding in the upper room in fear, or we can be with him. And then, of course, the invitation is to be with him Easter morning and the rest of our lives. So in the end, I pray that we proclaim, blessed is the one who came to die so that we may live. Amen. We're going to see if this microphone shrieks. Not yet. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
As I say the blessing over the palms, I invite you to hold your palms up. It is right to praise you, Almighty God, for the acts of love by which you have redeemed us through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. On this day, he entered the holy city of Jerusalem in triumph and was proclaimed as King of Kings by those who spread their garments and branches of palm along his way. Let these branches be for us a sign of his victory, and grant that we who bear them in his name may ever hail him as our King, and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life, who lives and reigns in glory with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's church in the world. Almighty and ever-living God, when thy holy word has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks to all men, receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all those who do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops and other ministers, especially our priest Lynn and Gary, that they may both by their life and doctrine set forth thy true and lively word and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacrament. And to all thy people, give thy heavenly grace, especially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence, they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. We beseech thee especially to rule the hearts of those who bear the authority of government in this and every land, that they may be led to wise decisions and right action for the welfare and peace of the world. Open, O Lord, the eyes of all people to behold thy gracious hand in all thy works, that rejoicing in thy whole creation, they may honor thee with their substance and be faithful stewards of thy bounty. And we must humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succor Kimberly J., Jen and John and family, Don M., Jim L., Ray, Dick, Amanda and Billy, Bob R., Bonnie, Carson, Ann, Laura, Ashlyn, Betty, Jerry, Julie and Ben, Cheryl, Jean, Nicole, Brian, Cheryl, Elijah Jane and family, Douglas, Richard, Kathy, Lindsay, Tammy S., John, Muriel, Heather, Andy, Jim and Marietta, Pam, Colleen, Stephen, the food pantry, our students and teachers, our first responders, those suffering from addiction, those in the military, and those who mourn. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to grant them continual growth in thy love and service, and to grant us grace so to follow the good examples of St. James and all thy saints, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant these our prayers, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate.
Amen. Amen. All things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto our Lord God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord Most High. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. All glory be to thee, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, for that thou of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death and sacrifice until his coming again. For in the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for all for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it in remembrance of me. Wherefore, O Lord and Heavenly Father, according to the institution of thy dearly beloved Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, we, thy humble servants, do celebrate and make here before thy divine majesty, with these thy holy gifts, which we now offer unto thee, the memorial thy Son hath commanded us to make. Having in remembrance his blessed passion and precious death, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, rendering unto thee most hearty thanks for the innumerable benefits procured unto us by the same. And we most humbly beseech thee, O merciful Father, to hear us, and of thy almighty goodness vouchsafe to bless and sanctify with thy word and Holy Spirit these thy gifts and creatures of bread and wine, that we, receiving them according to thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. And we earnestly desire thy fatherly goodness mercifully to accept this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, most humbly beseeching thee to grant that by the merits and death of thy Son, Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and all thy holy church may obtain remission of our sins and all other benefits of his passion. And here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice unto thee, humbly beseeching thee that we and all others who shall be partakers of this holy communion may worthily receive the most precious body and blood of thy Son, Jesus Christ, be filled with thy grace and heavenly benediction, and made one body with him, that he may dwell in us and we in him. And although we are unworthy through our manifold sins to offer unto thee any sacrifice, Yet we beseech thee to accept this our bounden duty and service, not weighing our merits, but pardoning our offenses through Jesus Christ our Lord. By whom and with whom, in the unity of the Holy Ghost, all honor and glory be unto thee, O Father Almighty, world without end.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ hath taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep without the A word. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, grant us thy peace. And we say together, we do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. I invite you to come up through the center aisle. Please maintain a distance between family groups. There is Purell there. Please Purell your hands before you receive. Come up the center aisle, go back down the side aisle, and then consume the host once you're in your seat.
The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Amen. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Christ. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee that for thou dost feed us in these holy mysteries with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Dost assure us thereby of thy favor and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom. And we humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honor and glory, world without end. Amen. Bow down before the Lord. Almighty God, we pray you graciously to behold this, your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed and given into the hands of sinners and to suffer death upon the cross, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. There's a couple of announcements, but of course I left them at home. So we'll see how we do. The first thing is that thank you for your contributions to the Easter baskets. Thank you to Terry and Luann, who have done a lot of the shopping and delivered two baskets or are going to deliver. Yes, and the mission committee for these two Easter dinners. If you haven't gotten me the names of who you would like on the memorial list for Easter, please get me those names. If you are planning to come on Easter, please call me, not today, give me a little bit of a day of rest. Start calling or emailing me tomorrow to let me know if you intend to come in person next week. And please also let me know if you do not intend, so I can get you the worship materials. Thursday, we will have the Maundy Thursday service here at 7 o'clock. It'll be a simplified service. We will have communion and the stripping of the altar, but we will not be washing feet or hands. It will also be on Zoom. And then Friday at noon, we will have a short service with the reading of the Passion Gospel from Mark and the Stations of the Cross on Zoom only. So please join us for that. That's all I can think of. I know there's more. Methodists are having the sunrise service at the head of the lake at 6:30 in the morning on Easter morning, but unfortunately they will not have the yummy breakfast that they give to the person who shows up.
No sausage and eggs this Sunday morning, next Sunday. Is there anything you can think of? Oh, yes, Greg's waving. I don't have my glasses on and I don't have contacts and I'm legally blind, so good luck with that. Greg and then Chris, and then there's more palms on the way out if you would like more, but please leave some for those who may pick them up during the week as they come into town. Greg.
I want to thank for Lynn and Ellie, who are our good shepherds.
Chris.
I just want to say what a blessing it is to be here and to see every one of you in person. I just thank God for this opportunity that we finally have to get here.
So you're invited to leave like airplane style from the back pew, then the next. Please maintain distance. Like I said, there are palms out there and you saw in the invitation. If you want to get together in groups, please do that on your own time, not right out front here so that other people can get by. And hum, not sing, as Ellie plays the closing hymn as we leave. So let us go forth in the name of Christ. Sandy, can you end meeting for all, please?
Up at the
wherever you leave, where the red button is.
Okay.